second place we visited in Baghdad in the afternoon of the first day of our itinerary was the Amariya shelter. The Amariya shelter is important to understand now as they face the bombing campaign that's coming, because the Amariya shelter was a state-of-the-art bomb shelter that the Iraqis built back in the 1980s when they were fighting the Iranians, and chemical weapons were being used on by both sides. So this shelter was hardened, as it were, against chemical weapons so that people would be safe inside. But on February 13th, the U.S. sent two cruise missiles to the Amariya shelter. The first one blew a hole 10 feet wide through the, must be 15, 20 feet of concrete in the ceiling. It was full at night with 1,400 people, mostly women, children, and old folks. The first bomb blew the hole. 4 minutes later, a second cruise missile was programmed to go in the hole, which it did, and explode inside the shelter, incinerating people immediately, killing hundreds and hundreds instantly, and burning hundreds of others. Inside the Amariya shelter is an image that I'll never be able to forget. It's the same images that were left on concrete walls in Hiroshima after the atomic bomb. Shadows of people that were burned directly into the concrete in the instant from the heat. There are two left on a wall that's still standing inside. And the Iraqis have turned the whole complex, the whole shelter, into a shrine. And there are thousands of peace cranes hanging from the broken wiring and things that are hanging from the ceiling throughout the shelter that different groups have brought over the years. The problem continues, because now the Iraqis, I hear from folks that are still over there, the Iraqis are not going to go into the bomb shelters this time because of Amariya and because that was so notorious. So the folks in Baghdad are basically going to hunker down in their houses and in their own basements. And so, as we've heard from the administration, no place in Baghdad will be safe. And that's what I'm thinking about this week.